repetition is something that people get really in their head about with their core content because they feel like it's boring or whatever. But that's why getting in these situations where you are with someone, it's such a refreshing way for you to take that content.
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting 3 times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically.
Welcome to this week's episode of Social Goals, the podcast. I am sitting on the floor next to my friend and coach, Mariah Scrivens from Mariah Makes It Happen. Hi, Mariah.
It's actually like so weird to record a podcast in person.
In person and like after we've already been together for like 3 days, because normally you'd be like, it's so nice to see you. And I'm like, I've not stopped seeing you.
What do we say to the intro? One of the things that tends to happen when we're together is a little bit of unhinged content, silly reels. Mm-hmm. So we thought it'd be good to kind of chat about actually the meaning behind them and how they can be helpful and they're not just silly and that they can actually be good for your social media strategy.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we would both self-identify as content queens. Like, we love making content. It's not hard for us. We don't overthink it. I could easily put up like 3 or 4 reels a day and it doesn't bother me. So when we get together, it's just natural and easy for us to be creating content. But that's also not the normal baseline state for a lot of people.
I don't know. Like, I definitely overthink my content a lot, but like have worked kind of past the letting it stop me. I like self-identify for sure as a silly goose though. So
I think like it's hard to do it if you're by yourself because you get in your head more. So being surrounded by people makes it so much easier. Because like the first time we did it was when we were in Phoenix together and made a lot.
That was more of like an aesthetic trip than this.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Every single shot was stunning.
Like, yeah. We're just here sitting in sweatpants on the floor. And I just think like wish or I want people to like find those other like small business friends who bring out that side of them, because that content is actually so important and people being able to see like the real you, it matters.
Yeah, I actually got comments on that after we had put up. We did a 3-part series in Phoenix about content, and really it was just because we were going on walks every morning and it was stunning. And we just decided, well, we would just talk about stuff and make it into a series. And I got comments from people saying, it's so nice to see you interacting. It's so nice to see you just having fun and laughing and kind of showing not a less polished version per se, but just a more almost personable version.
Yeah, it's like the real, social media, I guess, is a little bit like we curate it. Mm-hmm. As even if you are a more or a less curated person, there still is a level of curation to your social media. It's not 100% who you are every moment of the day, but having those times where you let loose a little bit more and you're less concerned about, is this real perfect? Like, is this what I should be posting today?
Is it going to perform?
Yeah. And just getting into like, there are people who create content for fun, right? That isn't their job and they're not influencers or big creators, they're just doing it because it's fun. And so being able to like hone into that a little bit and be like, okay, what would actually make me happy to create, like that, A, it's gonna help you stay motivated and like have that spark for social media, and most likely your audience is gonna like it too because they see you having fun.
Yeah. And probably if you find it funny, at least a few people in your audience will find it funny, or they'll just like laugh with you.
They'll be like, that's
what
stupid.
Are you doing?
Yeah. But like I love that for you. I don't that's not my humor, or like I wouldn't do it like that, or like whatever, but they can see that it brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And they're there to support you.
And it's funny because we talk about it as unhinged content because we feel so free and unhinged in the moment. Like, we are laughing the entire time. I was cutting out clips for the one I just posted a few days ago, and every single clip before and after is us just laughing. And it's so funny because we're having so much fun doing it. So to us, it feels so silly and unhinged and whatever. But by the time you splice it together to make a reel, it is still solid content. Mm-hmm. Like, our content series from Phoenix was great. The one I put up yesterday that was filmed literally of us making puns on our walk, there was a point to that. It was still a key message, a core content piece of my business. And so there's definitely intention behind it. It's not just posting for the sake of posting, but we're allowing yourself to have fun while posting.
Yeah, I think it's like getting rid of some of the rules that we put on ourselves of like, my content needs to look a certain way or be a certain way. It's like, what's just gonna be fun? But I think like it is so much easier with someone else, because if we're solo, it's like so much easier to get in our heads. Like thinking about opportunities when you're with small business friends, like even if it's like setting up for a market or you got coffee with a like a business friend, and like what is something, like what is a conversation that you had there that would make sense to do something maybe a little silly, a little fun, a little bit different than what you typically do. And it's also a great opportunity for collab content where you are introducing yourself to a different audience and leveraging that audience without it having to be this like perfectly polished collab where you're like sharing a tip and you're doing this whole series. It's just like, we both share this like joy in creating this content and our audiences will see that.
Yeah, there was no script or anything, I think is what you're trying to say. Like it wasn't a formal collab. We were together for the, let's talk about the content series, for example. Yeah. We were together. We were talking about content anyway, because we were on a trip with other small business owners who don't share the same enthusiasm and willingness to just show up all the time. And I wasn't always like that either. It's taken a while to get here. Mm-hmm. And I just see Instagram very experimentally right now. And I just have fun with it. But it is one of those things where we were just talking about it and we decided, let's just record this. But we didn't sit down and have a collaborative Google Doc where we were making a script. And we didn't say, okay, who's going to make the cover photo and blah, 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 who's post, whatever. It was way more casual than that, which felt really nice.
Yeah, like there are definitely times for those planned and like strategic collabs and like joining in with other people. But I also, like I said it earlier, just want to eliminate some of that pressure you put on yourself for social media. And like, what if you just tried this? Like Mariah saying, you're saying it like you're approaching social a lot more experimentally. And that's honestly what social media like should be. Have this free marketing tool. We can try different things and see what's working, both in how it performs, but also how it makes you feel. Because that's such an important part. If you are creating content and you are taking the time out of your schedule to do this to build your business, it shouldn't be something that you hate.
And yesterday when we were on this walk, the walk was 30 minutes, according to my Apple Watch. And we had been filming clips throughout. I think we had filmed maybe 7 clips and it was just me being ridiculous.
Some like puns like birch please.
Yeah, and I leaned on a hay bale and I just said hey and whatever. And when we were walking back, I said, oh my gosh, this is the most extra reel ever. It's gonna take me forever to put it together. And it probably took me like 5 minutes.
It didn't take long. I think we get in our head about like, oh, it's gonna be so much work. Like I'll just do something easy, like I'll do
B-roll.
Yeah. And like there is a place for that. We love a B-roll reel, but there's also a place for other things. And I think it is often not as a big deal as like we put in our head that like, what if I just filmed this and didn't let it sit in my drafts and posted it and like didn't care about the results, or like kind of separated who you are as a person from the results and like be okay if it is might not be, probably not gonna be your most viewed reel ever. And like, that's okay. That's not always the goal with content.
I even said that because I wanted to post it right away and it was 4:40 p.m. on a Friday.
No.
That's like, maybe not.
Maybe not right now.
3 people see it and they like it and they are my ideal customer and they end up converting. That's worth it to me. I don't need reels to have thousands of views on them. I need my reels to create customers. But I did delay and I put it up later. But also we want to say, you know, at the beginning of this, Kat at the top of the episode said, this is not an aesthetic trip. I had my hair in a not even acceptable bun. I was wearing a extremely oversized jacket and no makeup or anything. And that didn't stop us. We didn't even think about it.
And if, like, everyone's going to have their own comfort levels and like their brand is going to have, you're going to have different brand standards. Both of us have quite like personal brands and we've embraced just showing up as we are, but not everyone is in that place. Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. So if there are things that like need to happen in order for you to feel comfortable showing up, it's just being intentional with that. Like if you are getting together with a small business friend for coffee or you're going for a walk or something, like what do you need to make yourself feel good to show up? So like, are you listening, like blaring Taylor Swift on the way there? Are you like Did you need your nails done?
Yeah. Is there a specific outfit that you're like, this really encapsulates like me and my brand? Having those pieces in place so that extra confidence is there for you.
If I was a more organized queen, I would have had my lashes done for this trip. I'll tell you that for free. We both got our nails done because, you know, to some level, it's fun. We are girly girls on the best of days. And we're also in sweats on the other best of days. Yeah. So we just do what feels right. But to your point, it's so much easier to do things with other people. When I was traveling to Phoenix, I was by myself and going through various airports. And I told myself I didn't care. I was not going to see these people ever again, literally ever again. And, you know, I wasn't rushing around. There was all this opportunity for content. And yet that embarrassment, fear, it's so hard. And I'm like, I am literally never going to see these people ever again. I mean, there was also the fear of I was in the States and I felt like if I put my phone down and walked away, I was like, is someone going to steal my phone? Right now I'm in an airport. What's going to happen? So that was a reasonable concern. But truly, it was more of the embarrassment. If I'm holding my phone, taking a selfie, who's judging me? And I don't feel comfortable with people being in the background. And what if they I don't know. I don't like that. But it's so much harder. And then as soon as we got to Phoenix, I was with other people. I was like, I don't care. Literally do anything.
You were recording everything.
Recording everything.
It was great. It was fine.
Like B-roll for everyone. Selfies of me putting my phone down in the middle of a coffee shop and walking back for a fit check.
Yeah.
As soon as I had other people around me who I knew would not be judging me and who would get it and who are almost like validating that you're not being weird.
Yeah, like cheering you on and supporting you. You're like, yes, like get that content. For me, I was at a conference last week and I had brought my tripod with me.
I'm like, bold move,
right? Well, it's a little one.
Okay.
So I can like sit on a table and I'm like, I want to take some videos in front of the stage because it's like super cute. And I was going to make a little like day recap reel. And I'm just like going up to this table where there's like one woman sitting there like eating her lunch or something and putting my tripod on a table. Like, don't mind me. I'm just going to take some content. But I was by myself. So I'm like, I am so uncomfortable that like people are probably, even though it's a room of small business owners who like are probably like, oh, that's a good idea. Like I should create content. I was like so uncomfortable and like just setting my tripod and like, I'm going to go on the stage. Like, this is weird. It's like a really cute backdrop, but I did it. And so like, sometimes it is pushing yourself outside of that like comfort zone. If I had someone there who was a really good like business friend, I probably would have been like taking a ton of content. But
totally.
Even if you're like, okay, I'm going to take one video and just like push yourself to take that one video, that's going to be a step to making you feel more comfortable. Just like filming and making it fun.
I agree. The first scary clip I took, I was at Shoppers and I decided to record a clip of me dancing in one of the aisles. And I live in a very small rural town, I will say. So it's not like my Shoppers is bumping at any given time, but I set it up and I like stepped back a little bit, like so close to my phone, danced around a little bit, and then someone walked by and I was like scrambling to get my phone. And it's just truly didn't even matter. The person either didn't notice or did notice
didn't care. Like, or if they did care, they like good for them. It's hard and it is something that it's definitely easy to overthink it and like worry about it. But social media is a tool for our business. So if you think about this, like, this is actually like a business task. If I do this, like, it is helping my business. It's a way for me to grow and market my business while having fun. And just like coming back to that, like, it's not something you're just doing
for vanity.
Or to like to be silly. It's like, no, this is actually a marketing tool, and content that has you as a real person showing off your personality is going to resonate with your people and is going to help your business. So it's actually like, it's not just the benefit of it being fun and like making content creation more fun. It's also helping your business. So it's really a win-win.
Totally. And I think another thing that makes it easier for us when we get together is that we know what we want to say. So when we have the opportunity of being with another small business owner who we feel comfortable with and who we know is down to make content with us, it's not a big decision or a hurdle to figure out, okay, well, what on earth is that content going to be about? I pulled up a Google Doc on our walk and I was like, okay, I'm going to make it on this one piece of core content that I have. And I know you're really big on businesses having that ability to have their kind of go-to at your fingertips for content.
Yeah. So like understanding who your audience is and like what messages they need to hear, and also what parts of your story are the pieces that you share online. That when you have opportunities to create content, like, it's not the endless list of the 1,000 different things you could talk about. It's like, these are the handful of things that I talk about, and
how can I talk about that in a different way today? Or like, how can I use the situation that I'm in right now, watching the sunset at a Airbnb? How does this tie into one of these like pieces of core content, these key messages, instead of always having to reinvent the wheel? It's just like turning it a little bit and like taking it from a new perspective, because people need a lot of time to actually digest our messages. They can't just like hear it once and they're like, oh, I definitely know Mariah is like the queen of pivots. It's mm-hmm. going to take multiple pieces of content and different ways of you saying that for someone to be like, oh yeah, I know who she is and what she stands for. So we just need to have that like comfortable in our back pocket, that when those opportunities for content come up, we know what we're going to post about.
Totally. Repetition is something that people get really in their head about with their core content, yeah, because they feel like it's boring or whatever. But that's why getting in these situations where you are with someone, it's such a refreshing way for you to take that content. I never would have thought of creating content about that key message we did yesterday on our walk if I'd been by myself.
Yeah.
It literally never would have occurred to me to do a ridiculous hinged uninspired take.
Yeah.
But I've talked about that exact core message all the time. So now it was just a new way of talking about it, because we want people to create those associations with our brand. And we need to have enough content there so that if a person does refer me or is new to me and they go to my page and they heard that I talk about pivots a right. lot, but none of my content says that, they're not going to associate me with
it. And having that core content is like so helpful for those opportunities where you were just like together with someone and you didn't plan to create content, but maybe when your nails are done, your hair's looking cute that day, you're in like this killer suit or something, and you're like, I feel so good, I want to create content, I want to show up for my community looking like this, feeling like this. And then you're like, what do I post? So like having that, I already said it in your back pocket, but having it in your back pocket
at your fingertips
makes it so you're like, okay, whenever you're feeling it, you're ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of benefits. We could talk about this all day. Yeah. Just the content creation process and how frequently you're able to show up without feeling that looming, oh my gosh, I have to get ahead of content for next week, blah, blah, blah. It's so much better. I mean, we're here at this Airbnb and normally I prep my content on the Friday, which by the way, I didn't do before meeting Kat. My content on the Friday and then have it ready to go for the week ahead. But because we came here on Thursday, everything's all messed mm-hmm. up. And I just couldn't be less concerned about it right. because I know that in an hour tonight when we're watching some sort of true crime doc, I can pop out 5 reels for next week. Yeah. I know what they're going to be about.
You know the message that your audience needs to hear and what messages represent your brand. I would like the record to state that before Mariah met me, she would never schedule a post.
Let the record show that I believed that scheduling posts affected your algorithm and your engagement. And let the record show I was wrong.
It's like, you need to not be doing that. Posting just like as you go. And now Mariah's like, kills it with the scheduled content. Like, you probably usually have more content scheduled than
I normally have at least one reel a day scheduled. And then I will put up at least another reel or carousel.
No, you don't need to get to that level. And that's okay. Like, this isn't that Mariah enjoys. And so, like, content creation really brings her joy. Her brain thinks in that way. And it's okay that if you're like, oh my God, like, I will never get to the point where I'm posting a reel a day. Like, that's fine. That's not what's going to work for you. And that's okay. But we do want to get to a point where you are enjoying it. So even if it's 3 posts a week that you're creating, that's still bringing you joy and making you feel good about marketing your business.
And if it doesn't, then maybe this is your sign to go out there and message your friend and ask if you can get together for a coffee date on the weekend and fill your social bucket up a little bit, but also go into it saying, I am so nervous about content, but like, let's just do it together. And you're mm-hmm. going to look cute. You're going to go together and you're both going to leave with some content done. Like, what a great way to
film each other sitting yeah. there sipping your coffee for some B-roll, maybe even film talking to the camera, which like,
but I know,
so important. Like, there's just so many opportunities when you get together with friends and other business owners who get it.
And let's just say, you know, I get into these waves or stints, I guess, where it feels like I'm never doing talking heads. Mm-hmm. And okay, this is a little bit wooey, but someone actually was pitching me to come on and talk about human design. And she sent me a reading. And one of them was, I don't know the words, don't at me. But it was like about my throat. I don't know. Throat chakra or something, and how one of my most powerful things for giving messages is my voice. And then she called me out. She was like, you don't really talk on stories that much, and I haven't seen you talking on reels. And I was like, pardon, ma'am? ma'am, what? And I went back to look at my stuff and I realized she was totally right. And it's just a habit that I had gotten into where I don't love speaking on stories if, heaven forbid, my husband's phone who's seen me give birth, but like I could never let him see me film a story. And so then after that, I consciously got back into the habit.
Yeah. And it's like for stories, definitely a mix. You don't want all your stories to be talking because then your watch rates are going down. But it is so important for people to be able to hear you and see you. I put as a challenge to myself in 2025 to have at least one talking head or like original audio reel a week where people are hearing me talk because it is so important. It's like B-roll is great. Trending audio, obviously we love it, but we want like the real you and your expertise and who you are as a person to shine to.
Yeah, what it's like working with you and that you are a real person. Mm-hmm. One of my clients, I literally didn't even know had a British accent. I did not know because she never talks on her Instagram. And then I had a call with her and I was like, what? So just letting your personality out. You don't need to go out there and film yourself leaning on a hay bale saying, hey, but you can talk and say something that's important to you in your business and just let your voice be heard and know your voice does not sound weird. You're just not used to hearing yourself on recording.
Yeah, 100%. And I love what you said. You're like, just message a friend. Just kind of shoot your shot when it comes to, you know, the business owner that you talk to and you guys like relate to. You talk about like parenting and business ownership or like ups and downs and seeing, hey, are you down to do this? But you also like doing that, shooting your shot for connection and content creation is great, but shooting your shot is also really good in terms of growing your business.
Yeah.
And I know you have a really good free guide to help people do that better.
Yeah. I think it's really uncomfortable for people to talk to people they don't really know or potential collaborations, potential ideal customers, whatever it is, because you don't want to feel salesy.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you are making people feel uncomfortable. And on the other side of that fear, there's so much joy and success. I have had so many of my clients be literally terrified to send messages to ideal customers.
Me this weekend.
I'm like, no, write this exact thing, throw your phone across the room at my face if you want to after. And then that ideal client replies back and is interested and wants to, and they're super down. So that fear element that's holding you back is super valid and real, but it is something that we can work through. And it's not even just in a professional capacity. I don't know if we've talked about this, but when was it that I first messaged you?
I looked it up the other day just because I'm like, it's so funny that we're going this trip. It was October 2023 and you didn't message me. You tagged me in a story.
So I had just started my Instagram account because I previously had another huge one. I decided to pivot into coaching. I made a fresh account and I was doing the classic follow five people in related niches every day. I found Kat's account and I was instantly obsessed with her branding and that she was also from rural Ontario and all of these things. And so I don't even know why I was so bold, but I shared one of her posts to my stories and I tagged her and I was like, I just want to be her friend. And she was like, literally?
I was like, I remember saying to my husband, I'm like, this is kind of weird.
We've been on three trips and this is our third month in a row doing a sleepover together. And I was just saying, I'm like, well, what are we doing next month? It's going to be weird. But that's a friendship example where if I hadn't put up that story, who knows? Yeah. Like, I don't know if I could endorse that approach. Yeah.
Using it to have human connection with people.
Yeah, just reacting to people's stories instead of reacting in your mind and sparking a conversation.
Asking
that way.
Information or be like, oh, I do this. Or like, I really love how you do this. Like, even if it's like they're cooking something for dinner. They're like, oh my God, can you send me the recipe? Like, we're in a rut when it comes to dinner. And just talking to people on social media like you would talk to them.
Yeah, because what we're really trying to get away from is the cold pitch, right? I think that no one likes when you get a message on Instagram and you can tell instantly the hairs on the back of your neck go up and you're just waiting for them to pitch you and every single thing feels so disingenuous.
Yeah, how long have you been in coaching?
The classic. Yeah, it's just so, you can just tell right away and then your guard's up and you feel so, it's pretty violating is how I feel when I get them. And so we really don't want that. So when we're talking about how I had, you know, told Kat to message this client, this was not someone that she had never
talked to. No.
This was someone that she has an ongoing relationship with, that she literally bought from them last week. Like, it was a very warm lead, if you want to use that terminology. Yeah. But there's also specific ways that she led that conversation that ended with it going better. So I told her the first message and then told her the second message. And she said, just so you know, I would have just done this other thing. Yeah. I would have just done this totally.
Here's the link. Okay, bye.
It goes. And so instead we worked through kind of a framework, I guess you could say, for how to pitch people and end up closing them in the DMs without being left on read, and what to do if you do get left on read. I do have that as a free guide, and we'll put it in the show notes for you. It's called This Is Exactly How to Pitch Better to Sign More Clients. So try and be more on the nose than that in naming your freebie. But it just talks about that fear aspect, how to get past it, and then walks you through the exact questions that you can use. But obviously, you're going to want to put your own spin on them to make it make sense, to help you go into those conversations with a little bit more confidence, whether you're pitching a friendship or whether you're pitching your next client, to just get some more people into your world. Because I think that the power of networking is really becoming more and more apparent in how much power it has in your business.
And social media, yes, we're creating content and we're doing, like, putting it out into the world. But the cool thing about social media, it's not just like a billboard. We have this opportunity to have conversations with people. So creating content is just one piece of marketing your business on social, because your ideal client might be seeing that content and engaging with it, but they haven't fully seen, like, oh, actually, this is exactly what I need. And so sometimes it is that really genuine conversation that is going to make the sale. So it's not just like a one-way street on social where we're just creating content and putting out there. There's opportunities for those connections and those connections to lead to sales.
And feeling like you're taking a little bit of your power back too. Because I know posting and feeling like you're just releasing it out into the big wide world of the algorithm and hoping for the best.
Someone sees this
and decides to throw their credit card at me. It can feel really tiring and disheartening, especially when you're new, if you're growing a new Instagram account, whatever it is. So go out there, get your people, find them, make connections. And the more personable content you have ready to go for them to be like, who is this person messaging me? They go look at your profile. They're like, wait, this girl actually seems kind of fun. Yeah. Like, that's good. And that's what we're trying to get across here, is you don't need to go make super unhinged content, but you want content that doesn't feel like you're a different person.
Like, let your hair down a little bit. Let your personality shine. It's when someone comes to your account, it's not just are they getting the information where they're like, I want to work with this person or I want to buy their product. Like, we also need to think about that. They're going to be following us most likely before they purchase from us. So is there enough content on your profile that makes them be like, this is someone I want to let them show up on my account like every week? And so it's like, that's where that personality content comes into play. And you don't need to have like a big personality. You don't need to be an extrovert. It doesn't need to be anything wild. It just needs to be authentically you.
Totally. And we're actually going to be talking more about creating content for your audience versus just for your brand over on my podcast. So you guys should come over and check that out, because we're going to talk more about it.
Hey, I love it. Where can people hang out with you online and see your unhinged content?
They can't. Everything I have is... So I'm at Where I Make It Happen on Instagram. MariahScrivens.com is my website, and then we'll put the pitch guide for you as well. I'm also on Threads. It's like pretty wild over there.
Pretty crazy.
We would love to have you there. And then the podcast is
Make It and happen. We'll link my episode on Mariah's show in the show notes as well. So if you just like haven't got enough of that, if you're like, I want to listen to more, it will be there too.
Okay, bye.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.